Hello, Work That's Worth It listeners. I'm thrilled to bring you a special series of mini podcast episodes to celebrate my book launch. Truthfully, I absolutely love sharing stories and insights from the people I call disruptors for goods with you all. While writing my book, also called Work That's Worth It, I discovered there were so many inspiring conversations that couldn't all fit within its pages. Instead of keeping these gems hidden away in my Dropbox folders, I wanted to get them out in the world. These mini episodes are my gift to you, little bursts of value from the remarkable people who've shaped my thinking about meaningful work. The best workplaces don't just give you a job. They give you the freedom to explore new ideas and turn your passions into meaningful work. But unfortunately, many companies fail to recognize potential and stifle the creativity of their employees without even realizing it. And over time, that kind of culture drains motivation and limits innovation. Patagonia is not one of these companies. I got my first Patagonia fleece in high school in the late 1980s. And years later, when I took my daughter shopping for her own, she chose the same classic style I once loved. By this time, I understood the company in a whole new way. Patagonia isn't just an outdoor brand. It's a company built on commitment to quality and longevity, the icon of profit and purpose. That's why I knew I had to include them in my book, Work That's Worth It. I was lucky enough to speak with one of their very first employees, Vincent Stanley. We covered so much from the company's early days to the evolution of impact and business, but there was one through line that I did not want you to miss. In this mini episode, you'll hear a few stories about how a single idea from various Patagonia employees led the company to build bold decisions. This is a great example of what happens when a company creates space for new ideas and encourages employees to act on them.
When you have an environment that is reasonably real, that people come to work and then they're playing a role, the role of the person who has the job, but it's not so far from who they are. And then you have strong aspirational goals. It's liberating for people and they want to do it. And basically what most companies are doing are tamping down the aspirations and the strengths of the people who work.
Is there an example that you can think of where a younger employee had a vision or idea that would make the company better for the world and was able to introduce it and potentially even see it through?
Yeah. I mean, kind of hundreds of them. One example going way back is we had a production coordinator for the catalog before the internet became such a big business. And she just decided, we're using so much paper. So she started to work with paper companies on her own to come up with a recycled stock of high enough quality to reproduce the kinds of photographs we ran. Nobody told her to do that. She did that on her own and got a company to develop it because they recognized they could get other customers. A more recent example was when Trump was elected for Black Friday. Afterwards, we were going to close all our stores and paint the windows black and say, go volunteer for an environmental organization. It was all set Friday before. And then Monday morning, I hear something's going on. And an employee, a new employee in e-com had come in Monday morning and said, we're doing absolutely the wrong thing. He said, what we should do is keep the stores open. And instead of giving 1% of sales to environmental organizations for that day, we give 100%. And so that idea went up the chain, and by 11 o'clock, the company had committed to it.
Amazing. So the culture really is open to young people having good ideas and to quickly turn around the mothership.
The culture is pretty open to that, and particularly, say, in retail, if you go into a Patagonia store with a broken zipper, nobody will say, I have to talk to my manager, or how long have you had the zipper? They'll feel responsible and that they will be validated. Nobody will step on them for making the decision that they do. So that's important. And I really think that that's been essential for the company. If you want to be innovative, you really have to have a culture like that because we learn from mistakes, but you get confidence from successes.
How impactful did you find this story from Vincent? To me, it highlights exactly what makes meaningful work, Knowing your voice matters because you're with a company that doesn't just listen to their employees, but transforms ideas into action. This was just one of the standout moments from my conversation with Vincent, and I hope it inspired you to use your own voice and look for opportunities where you're not just doing a job, but you're making a difference. Thanks for taking time to listen to this mini episode. If you found this valuable, I have a special offer for my podcast listeners. You can get access to the first chapters of my book completely free. I share details in the show notes, so definitely check it out and you can get started reading today. Or, ready to dive into the full journey? Head over to workthatsworthit.com to get your physical copy of my book or wherever you buy books online. I would be absolutely delighted to have you both as a reader and a listener. Remember, the average career is 90,000 hours of your life. That's too significant to spend on work that doesn't fulfill you or add value into your life. Thank you for being here and making space to discover what's worth it for you.